Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Jesus. Oh Lord, we praise you. We magnify you, Lord, and we ask that you set us on fire today. Set us on fire with your anointing. Hallelujah. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Daily Fire podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, life prayer, altar call, and then assigning our task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by churchgirldresses.com, the place where good girls shop, with everything from church wear to casual wear to evening wear. We got you covered, because there's nothing wrong with being holy and fine at the same time. Visit our sponsor at www.churchgirldresses.com. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is stop running from the fight. Stop running from the fight. And we're in the book of Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, while I'm live, you can call in by dialing 323-870-4180. I say again, 323-870-4180. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. That's feeldfire.com, feeldfire.com. But even better, follow the Daily Fire podcast so you'll never miss the fire, because the recording will be text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern and remain available for you to listen to it all day and even go back on a future date. Go back and listen to it. Follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. And let me just clarify, the letters that should be in your message are DF. Sometimes I'm receiving messages where apparently it's the person's initials, you know, and that won't allow you to follow. So the letters that are in your message are DF. D for daily, F for fire. And the phone number that you send that text to is just 33222. You will know you've been successful because you will receive an automatic text reply from Daily Fire, which includes today's teaching. If you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, Feel. TheFire.com, FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in Romans 8, 31 through 39, reading from the KJV. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. And let me make sure I pronounce that correctly, sword. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me right now. Stop running from the fight. Because I am an attorney, most people think that I love to engage in the fight. They think that attorneys love to argue, to banter, and to bicker. While there may be some that do, I don't love it with a passion, because my thought process is, why waste my words on unnecessary foolishness? You see, if my client is right, we just write. Now, if you will allow me to expound upon the matter to you, meaning opposing counsel, I can show you how the evidence clearly demonstrates, commensurate with the burden of proof in that type of case, why my client will prevail. And hopefully we can go ahead and resolve this issue right now. Whether that be me representing a defendant in a criminal defense case, and you're going to go ahead and drop these charges, because I never walk in to do a plea deal, and praise the Lord, I've never lost a criminal defense case. Or whether I'm dealing in my other two main practice areas of administrative law, which pertains to government agencies, in those situations I'm usually representing healthcare personnel, because I'm also a registered nurse, or school personnel, someone who has some kind of government or agency issued license, or who's regulated by an agency like DCF, ACA, you know, those particular things, nursing board, et cetera, or constitutional and civil liberties, which pulls me into civil rights, where I even have a press conference later today, in church law. Those are the three main things I do. Then we do some limited probate in real estate on a case-by-case basis. Well, all of those areas were chosen by me specifically because personally and professionally they have impacted my life. I am a registered nurse. I became an attorney because of my brother's incarceration, so criminal defense would make sense. I've been a registered nurse for over 20 years, and I've also taught in the education sector, so you know, the administrative law makes sense. And then I am a minister, as well as I volunteer in the NAACP. So constitutional or civil liberties, which includes civil rights and freedom of religion, makes sense, right? And then my limited areas of probate and real estate. I have a lot, but I'm not going to go through that because I'm wanting you to understand something. In those different types of cases, the law has different standards of proof. For example, in a criminal case, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. In administrative law, it's clear and convincing. Sometimes you get into civil cases, it's just by a preponderance of the evidence. So people think that, oh, as attorneys, we just want to argue. or we just want to fight. No, I always go in saying, you know, I'll fight you if you want me to, but if we can go ahead and take care of this now, let's do it, because I don't take every case. Unless I believe in the client or the situation, you know, the facts of this case or both, I won't take it, because as a Christian, I need to be able to sleep well at night. But sometimes you are required as an attorney to engage your opponent, not to be on the defense. Stay with me now. I'm trying to teach you something about stop running from the fight, but to proactively, on the offense, engage your opponent, because you know that the victory remains yours, that you are in the right, and whatever it takes, as long as it is ethical, moral, legal, and spiritual, you gotta do, because the fight is necessary to bring about the desired end. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 31 through 39 that I read unto you, Paul was letting us know God is for us. And wherein God is for us, there is no one who can prevail against us. Who is able to condemn us? No one. Who is able to lay charge against us? No one. Who's able to separate us from Christ? No one. Not tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, nothing, because in everything, glory, we remain more than victors, more than conquerors through God that loved us. And because of that, he said, I'm persuaded that nothing can separate me from God. Nothing can separate me from the victory already placed in me. So, brothers and sisters, today I say to you that same thing. Stop running from your opponents. Stop running from the enemy. Stand still, stand strong in the power of God, and engage the fight. Embrace the fight. Enjoy the fight, because if God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. And because of his anointing, his grace, his love, you remain more than a conqueror. Stop running from the fight. When people are lying on you, sometimes, yes, you will hold your peace, but other times you just got to stand up and you got to nip that thing in the bud and call that devil and that liar out. Stop running from the fight. When Satan is attacking your home and your marriage, when he's coming in and attacking your children, don't sit there and say, well, oh, Lord, woe is me. Engage that enemy in the name and power of Christ. Whatever is going on, whatever is attacking you, whomever is standing against you, quit running. Quit being a coward. You are more than a conqueror. Stop running. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and we praise you, because we're going to stop being cowards. We're going to stop being afraid. Now, we're not going to go looking for fights. We're not going to be cantankerous. We're not going to be a breakup. We're not going to be people who just start fights for no reason. But we are going to defend ourselves. We're going to defend your faith. We're going to defend those whom we love. We're going to defend those whom you have placed under our care. And we're going to stop running from the fight, because we are more than conquerors. Through you. Hallelujah. Now, Father, bless everyone listening. Bless them, Lord, on top of blessing, on top of blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say, I will stop running from the fight, because victory is mine if I want it. Amen. Let me do the altar call, and then we will end with our task for today. For those who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Don't you feel that anointing? I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will stop running from the fight, because victory is mine if I want it. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're plugged in into a good church home so that you're receiving the word. Get involved in some type of ministry or service at your church as well as the community. And make sure you're serving your family and yourself. Do not make them last. It's God, your family, then everyone else, okay? So that you can, and your family includes you, so that you can help expand the kingdom of our Lord. Now, our topic for today is stop running from the fight. Your task for today is to engage your enemies, not with narcissistic self-pride, but through the anointing of Jesus Christ. If God be for you, who can be against you? Victory is yours if you want it. Text the letters DF to phone number 33222. I'll see you in the morning. Victory is yours if you want it. Come back.
Let your worship right there in this moment.
Come back. Do you want the blessing? Come back. Do you want to win? Come back. Do you want to level up? Come back. Do you want to live the way God ordained for you to live? How bad do you want it?
All
hallelujah.
I have in these hands and multiply, God. All that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.